Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Will Dawes, who is the CEO of Macango Resources Limited. They are based on the TSXV stock exchange in Canada, listed under MKA and on AIM in the UK. Welcome, Will.
Thank you, John.
So, can you just give us, for the benefit of our listeners who maybe haven't invested in Macango, could you let us know what it is that you guys actually do?
So Macango, we're focused on the rare earth sector. We have an advanced stage project in Malawi, for which we completed a pre-feasibility study. We're one of the few advanced stage projects that have advanced to this stage. And we're very well positioned as the rare earth market recovers, which it has been over the last year.
So you had an RNS out on the 29th of September, and there's sort of two parts to that RNS, one sort of focusing around the R&D work you've been doing in Metallisys, and the other part being the fundraise via Talaxis. So can you just maybe give us an overview as to what was happening with those phase one R&D stuff with Metallisys first?
Well, I think both the announcement relates to two very key collaborations we have in place at the moment. First of all, in terms of the collaboration with Metallisys, we're focused on producing rare earth alloys using Metallisys' low-cost technology. And the significance of that is as follows. In the rare earth sector, one of the key applications for rare earths is to make magnets for electric vehicles. What this technology does is enable us to produce the alloys that go into the magnets, which can then go into electric vehicles. And electric vehicles are going through a high growth phase. Over the next 10 years, there'll be an order of magnitude increase in the number of electric vehicles on the road. So this project will enable us to better service that market, and we'll be better leveraged to that growth. So it's a very important project for us, has great strategic value, and puts us in a very unique situation, given that, to my knowledge, no one else is really doing this in our space outside China and that part of the world.
So, I mean, what's the significance of the recent fundraising in terms of securing the next stage in developing Songwei?
Well, I think this relates to another collaboration we have back with Noble Group. So we signed that agreement in December, collaboration. That's really focused on two aspects with respect to moving Songwei forward. The first is on the marketing side of things, and also introductions and engaging with its financial and strategic partners. So this investment by Noble through Talaxis is the natural sort of next step in moving that forward. So they have taken a 14.5% stake in Macango. And so we're very well positioned moving forward as this rare earth market grows.
So in terms of Noble having these warrants outstanding at 6.6p, they have an option to purchase up to 20%, am I right?
That's correct, yeah.
So if they own Talaxis and Talaxis own 14.5%, how does that kind of work in the grand scheme of things? Does that mean Noble effectively could end up taking, you know, up to around a third of Macango at some point?
Look, I think with respect to that, so Noble have a current equity position of 14.5%, and they may exercise their options up to 20%. So they can increase their stake to 20%. But
that would include Talaxis stake, would it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, effectively, the stake is held through both. Both the warrants and the stake will be held through Talaxis.
I get you. Okay. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, maybe looking at more serious project level finance for Songwei, what kind of progress have you made on that of late?
Well, just to sort of put this into context, rare earth prices spiked in around sort of 2011, and that was really driven off speculative speculative activity in the market, then until late last year, we've been in a pretty severe sort of bear market for rare earth prices. But since then, over the last year, prices have increased very substantially. And we're in the midst of a what we believe to be a long-term sort of bull market in this sector. And what we're finding now, because recent price rises, I think, have been driven by supply constraints, mainly through rationalization of supply in China. China's been clamping down on illegal production, closing down facilities that don't have the sort of environmental credentials. That has meant supply has been constrained. But at the same time, you've got this huge growth coming through from electric vehicles. So in putting things into that context, we are certainly seeing increased interest, both in terms of the raw materials that our project will produce in Malawi, and also in the technology. And that sort of interest is mainly at the moment coming out of Asia and Europe. So I'd say that things are proceeding well. Clearly, these, I can't comment on specifics, but what I would say is, against the backdrop of rising prices, I think we're getting very good interest and we're making good progress.
Yeah, I mean, going back to this R&D project with Metalysis, phase one results have obviously come out as being very positive. It doesn't really tell us too much about what you're going to do in phase two. So are you able to give us any insight to that, or is that going to be, we're going to have to just wait for the RNS?
Well, no, I think there's a number of phases to this project. The first phase was, demonstrating proof of concept, and we've done that. We've actually produced a neodymium iron boron alloy on a bench scale, as it were. So the next stage for us is to scale that up, produce larger quantities of the alloy. We've had requests from potential customers for that product, so we'll be providing samples of the product. We'll also be fine-tuning the composition. We'll also be testing the magnetic properties as well. So really, it's scaling up the development work and really sort of reaching out to the market to see demand and getting sort of customer feedback. It's a very, very exciting project because no one's really doing this with a underpinned by a project where you have a sort of compliant resource and you've got a pre-feasibility and advanced stage project outside the traditional production sort of centers in China. So what we're looking to do is sort of position ourselves in every step of the supply chain, getting as close to the end market being electric vehicles, getting as close to that market as possible, so we can really take advantage of that over the next few years. And certainly the feedback we're getting from a strategic perspective has been really positive on this, and I think the outlook's looking extremely good, I think.
So just to summarize then, what are the sort of key milestones coming up for Makango, do you see, over the next 3 to 6 months?
I think the big milestone for us is going to be bringing in a partner on the asset. So that's very much a focus for us. And I think, we're looking to kick off the feasibility study as soon as possible. That will take around 12 to 18 months with construction 18 months. So we will be coming on stream just when this exponential growth in electric vehicles kicks in. So we're very well positioned in terms of that sort of timing. In advance of starting that feasibility study, we've been working on improving the flow sheet and the metallurgy. So there's test work that's underway in Australia at the moment. So we'll be announcing the results of that. And I think also recognizing this growth that's coming through from electric vehicles and demand for raw materials that are used in electric vehicles. We're also evaluating other projects that feed into that sort of supply chain. So anything that's geared to that demand going forward, we're taking a look at it, particularly where we can leverage, you know, some of the skills and relationships that we've built up over the last few years. So we're expecting a very interesting few months, and we'll be updating the market as we move forward.
So I believe you're going to be presenting in London later on in November. Can you just give us some details of that, please?
Yeah, so I'm going to be presenting at the Proactive Investors One-to-One Investor Forum. That's going to be at the Chesterfield Mayfair Hotel. It's on the 16th of November. And very much looking forward to meeting shareholders and new investors there.
Excellent. So thank you for your time today, Will. I think that's been really insightful. And it sounds like you've got exciting times ahead.
Thanks, Sean. Much appreciated. Yeah, and I think we're going to have a very exciting few months.
Okay, so that was Will Dawes, CEO of Macango Resources Limited, ticker MKA, listed on TSXV and AIM. Thank you, Will.
Great. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.